We wanted to leave you with a sense of the speeches last night because you got the sense that both candidates were picking their themes or at least their tactics for the next few months. And Barack Obama seemed definitely as though he was looking forward to November.
Yes, we know what's coming. I'm not naive. We've already seen it. The same names and labels they always pin on everyone who doesn't agree with all their ideas. The same efforts to distract us from the issues that affect our lives by pouncing on every gaffe and association and fake controversy in the hopes that the media will play along. The attempts to play on our fears and exploit our differences, to turn us against each other for political gain, to slice and dice this country into red states and blue states, blue collar and white collar, white, black, brown, young, old, rich, poor.
In her speech last night, Hillary Clinton sounded a little different. She was focused, it seemed, more on the numbers and the contests to come.
Not too long ago, my opponent made a prediction. He said I would probably win Pennsylvania. He would win North Carolina. And Indiana would be the tiebreaker. Well, tonight, we've come from behind, we've broken the tie, and thanks to you, it's full speed onto the White House. And I am running to be the president of all of America, north, south, east, and west, and everywhere in between. That's why it is so important that we count the votes of Florida and Michigan.
Certainly a suggestion there that there are procedural contests to come as well as the primaries. As the candidates pick their themes, we want you to pick some slogans for them. They're busy working on the themes. Can you work on their slogans? It's time for a change, for some rebranding. That's our takeaway question for today.
And you can give us a buzz at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
What's a good Clinton slogan? What's a good, from here on out, go all the way. Count the votes.
Never give up.
Never give up. She was looking
never give up
last night. And for Obama, you know, we know what's coming. That's what he said in the speech. But any of your suggestions would be great. You can send them by email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. I thought both speeches were pretty interesting last night.
Well, they were very upbeat. There was a lot of energy, lots of enthusiasm in the crowd.
Where did they get the
energy?
Does
the numbers actually change? And we're going to talk about that.
Yep. Later on, we will talk about the arithmetic of this campaign. And it is daunting for Hillary Clinton. It's also daunting for us as Americans to keep track of the shifting numbers between superdelegates, pledge delegates, and what could conceivably happen at the convention regarding Florida and Michigan. More politics and Burma. And Israel has a birthday coming up later on The Takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.